poll, majority of voters want Republicans to control Senate in 2021. By Amy Furr on November 23, 2020. A majority of voters want Republicans to stay in control of the Senate in 2021 following the Georgia runoff races, according to a Harvard Caps Harris poll. 56% of voters said they want a divided government with Republicans in control of the upper chamber, while 44% said they want Democrats to control the Senate, data released to The Hill found. The poll comes weeks after both Georgia Senate races headed to runoffs after all four candidates failed to reach the 50% threshold in the state needed to win an election, the article continued. Incumbent Senator David Perdue, Republican Georgia, garnered 86,000 more votes than his Democratic challenger John Ossoff, while the other Democratic candidate, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, benefited from the fact that two Republicans, Senator Kelly Loeffler and Representative Doug Collins, were on the ballot in his race, dividing the GOP vote. Hollywood celebrities are donating major funds to the Democrat candidates, according to Breitbart News. A-list stars including George Clooney, Will Smith, Joaquin Phoenix, and Leonardo DiCaprio are pouring cash into Georgia's runoff elections, hoping to push Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock across the finish line, thereby flipping the Senate blue, the report said. However, Perdue's campaign released an ad on Friday calling him the last line of defense against defunding the police, voting rights for illegal immigrants, and packing the United States Supreme Court. That's their goal, total radical control to bring horrific change to America. Only Georgians can stop them, the video's narrator says. In a tweet on Monday, Donald Trump Jr. urged residents to vote for Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. I'm seeing a lot of talk from people that are supposed to be on our side telling GOP voters not to go out and vote for a Chloe Fuller in at Perdue Senate. That is nonsense. Ignore those people, he wrote. We need all of our people coming out to vote for Kelly and David, Trump Jr. concluded.